Dear students, we're going to play a little game. 91 years ago, we're going to give you $10,000 to invest. What a deal. 91 years ago. Below are the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We're going to ask you to choose one, just one, and then see how well you've done. Now, look at the list. Amazon, Apple, Cisco, Home Depot, they weren't around 91 years ago. In fact, very few companies were around 91 years ago. What you needed to do was buy the company way back 91 years ago that was in the Dow. And then when they got booted out of the Dow, you would move your shares, your proceeds to the one that replaced them, and so on and so forth. So let's take a look at a Home Depot. Sears was in the Dow for many decades until 1999, when Dow Jones, the folks who published the Wall Street Journal, removed Sears and put in Home Depot. So you understand? You would have owned Sears for many years until you owned Home Depot. Same thing is true for, say, Chevron. Look at Chevron. It was Honeywell, which, interestingly enough, is back in the Dow. They put them back in the Dow. Who is Honeywell? Or you probably, if you know anything about homes and HVAC, right, they make those little thermostats that are all kinds of devices for industrial applications. So which one do you want? Interesting. In fact, some of you probably don't know some of these companies. You might have heard of 3M. Who are they? Well, they used to be called Minnesota Mining and Materials, and they changed the name back in the, 1960s. For the modern world, they were 3M. Same thing for, you might have heard of Alcoa, which used to be in the Dow, not anymore. It used to be the Aluminum Corporation of America. They call it Alcoa. So which one do you want? Now don't peek. Did you peek? Oh, darn. All right. You chose one, right? Let's go on over and take a look at the results. Oh, my goodness. Even in hindsight, it is difficult to choose which companies will do well and which will do poorly. The stock that did the best made its money from selling toothpaste, shampoo, diapers, razors and soap. Who is that? Procter & Gamble, Tide, Crest, Pampers, Gillette. Yeah, boring. Yeah, people say, I want to invest in Apple. I want to invest in NVIDIA. I say, well, are they going to be around 30 years from now? I don't know, but I know people are going to be shaving and putting on diapers on kids. A few of them did pretty well, Home Depot, McDonald's, but remember, you have to think about who was there first. Let's go to the bottom of the list, Cisco. Now, wait a minute. Who is Cisco? Do you ever heard of Cisco? Well, Cisco is the company that makes a lot of the equipment for the internet, right? Routers and all types of they used to sell through one of their you didn't buy a Cisco router. I forget who it was that they put their name on, but no, they make the big stuff for when you need to have, 500 users or whatever, 5,000 or 5 million users. And you think, well, no, they didn't do very well, did they? $10,000 became $30,000. Verizon became $30,000. It's not a whole lot. What's the problem? Well, the problem was who was before Cisco. Go back and look at the other one if you don't remember. It was GM. And they did not take GM, General Motors, out of the Dow until they were in bankruptcy in 2009. Right, so it wasn't Chevron's fault, right? It was the fault of the previous stock. So can we say that stocks can make us very wealthy? The answer is yes. Can stocks make us not so wealthy? In fact, if you put $10,000 into a bank over 90 years, you would have done better than $30,000. So that's why We emphasize, as we're going to go into more and more research and valuation techniques, emphasize companies that have been around for long time and have grown their earnings and their dividends. We'll talk about that in Chapter 4 in detail for many years. Yeah, sure, go out and buy an NVIDIA or an Apple or another high-flying company. But for every one of them, think about four or five Procter & Gamble's and Coca-Cola's and companies that are really, really boring. Sherwin-Williams would have been making paint for over 100 years. Make sense? Okay, you have any questions? You know who to contact. And we're going to do this kind of research in our next chapter, Chapter 4, where we'll dig into valuation techniques, realizing that there are a few dozen of these things out there. We're only going to learn to use a few, but you have the rest of your life to investigate other techniques. Cool. Thank you so much for being in our class. We are so proud of you. You are going to be the investment guru for your friends and family and your colleagues, and they're going to be so proud of you, and we are so proud of you. And you should be proud of yourself.